You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It is Wednesday, July 14th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube or WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment number two, we answer this question. Should the NCAA reinstate something that has been requested of them by five former Buckeyes? Segment three, we answer a listener question. We'll also discuss how you can send in questions. There will be topics here on the podcast. We begin today's show discussing something that has been requested by five former Buckeyes. What has been requested? Well, something that I think a lot of Buckeyes have been hoping or wishing or thinking about for quite a long time. With the new name, image, and likeness rules in place, there are a lot of former athletes, there are a lot of fans that are wondering if the NCAA will reinstate things that they have taken away from record books and trophies that they have taken away from individuals as well. The biggest figure in college football of late that has been asking and requesting of something, it has been or is Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, 2005 season, ended up winning the Heisman Trophy. It was taken away from him due to him receiving impermissible benefits. He's not the only one. It's just that he lost some stuff during that season. It's well documented. He can't deny it. He received some things that were illegal illegal under NCAA rules, violated some rules. Let's put it that way. He violated some rules by accepting and receiving gifts given to him. So the NCAA found out about that thing and took away his Heisman Trophy. Reggie Bush and someone in his camp reached out to the Heisman Trust and the NCAA to get that thing reinstated. The Heisman Trust said, hey, we'll do it, but only if the NCAA says that it's okay. The NCAA has been crickets. They've been silent the entire time. I don't think it's going to happen. I truly don't. I wish they didn't take it away, but that's the way the NCAA saw fit to punish Reggie Bush for what he did. Well, there are five former Buckeyes that are seeking to get something back that was taken from them. Terrell Pryor, Devere Posey, Solomon Thomas, Mike Adams, and Daniel Boom Heron, the Tattoo Five. They were the ones that received, that got free tattoos for exchanging of memorabilia from Ohio State that they received while at Ohio State, and the NCAA found out, hey, you're suspended, but you can still play in the Sugar Bowl. That makes no sense to me. It made no sense then. It still makes no sense right now. The NCAA handed down a one-year bowl ban for Ohio State the following year, another year of probation. Ohio State, the 2012 season, it still amazes me that while under probation, having a losing record the year before under an interim coach, Urban Meyer in 2012, went undefeated. If you think about everything that went into that season, everything that goes into being undefeated, thinking about the current climate and situation there at Ohio State, that season going undefeated, oh man, that's amazing, an amazing accomplishment. Well, Terrell Pryor on his Twitter page tweeted out this graphic with a statement that was sent to the NCAA seeking to get records reinstated at Ohio State. Here is the exact statement that Terrell Pryor and other members put together. Quote, the affirmation of NCAA athletes' right to make a living from their name, image, and likeness is a huge step in the right direction. Armed with the correct resources and support, we know they'll show what we felt to be true all along. Not letting athletes capitalize on what ultimately is their hard work was unjust and unnecessary. Now that fundamental right has been granted to a new generation of athletes, now that they finally have the freedom to share in some of the millions of dollars in revenue they generate from their coaches, their institutions, their conferences, and the NCAA as a whole. We would like to see our hard-won accomplishments reinstated. Although this could never undo what we and our families endured for breaking rules that shouldn't have existed in the first place, we believe reinstating and acknowledging the accomplishments of ourselves and our teammates would be a huge step in the right direction. The Ohio State football team earned a 12-1 record, won a Big Ten championship, won a Sugar Bowl, produced a top five career all-time passer, Terrell Pryor, a top five career all-time receiver, Devere Posey, a top 10 career all-time rusher, Daniel Boom Heron, and an All-American, Mike Adams, all for it to be wiped unceremoniously from the record books. We are calling for our school records and legacy to be restored so that Buckeye Nation can look at us with the same love and fondness that we've always had for them. We look forward to one day telling our story and the Tattoo Five forever being a legitimate part of Ohio State's glorious history, end quote. At the bottom of the graphic, you can see every single name listed: Pryor, Posey, Thomas, Adams, and Heron, and they all, five of them, left their John Hancock. NCAA, they have a statement very similar to what Reggie Bush requested from you to get his Heisman Trophy back that was taken from him. They're requesting for records to be reinstated, to be put back into the record book. So people all around college football, but mainly Ohio State fans right now, can really recognize them and the record book for the accomplishment that was done during the 2010 football season. Back then, the rule didn't make sense to me. And still now, thinking about what the NCAA did, not just the one-year bowl ban, not just saying you're suspended, but the team can play, you and the team can play in the Sugar Bowl. That didn't make any sense. And then the probation in 2012 didn't make sense either. Of course, my thoughts on the NCAA rules, they're unique to me, like yours are unique to you, but the NCAA still has rules, no matter how we view them, if we like them or not. Should the NCAA reinstate and restore these records that were taken away from these five individuals? We'll answer that question when we come back. But first, check this out. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders parts on their computer. Choose the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and even in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low part prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time, Jay wants to say welcome back. Locked On Buckeyes, this is the final week. We're doing a Monday, Wednesday, Friday sequence of the podcast starting next week on July 19th. Next Monday, we're doing 5 days a week, going back to the 5-day-a-week format that is very unique to the Locked On Podcast Network. Guys, this is a great place to be, great time of year. Big Ten Media Days are next week. The season is not that far away either. We're going to talk all about the QB competition next week. So Wednesday today, Friday on Friday of in a couple days, and then next Monday starting every single day, you can catch the show audio and the video right on the podcast app you're utilizing if you're watching, listening via the audio version, or WKYC.com, also YouTube, and make sure you search Locked On Buckeyes. In the statement that Terrell Pryor and the other individuals put together, there's something interesting that they stated, and this is something that I think has been my main mindset throughout this entire process, this entire time. This one thought is something that has been in my head. This may be more of an opinion, but I think this will also be how the NCAA will go through and looking to see if they should reinstate these records. Reggie Bush's case, like I mentioned earlier, his Heisman Trophy, very prestigious, that was taken away from him. These young men understand rules. These young men, even in their statement, they acknowledge that there were rules that they broke, that they did not like or did not make sense to them, but they still, knowing that they still broke the rules, knowing what they were doing was illegal in the NCAA's eyes, not like you're going to jail, but under the NCAA's rules, there are guidelines, there are instructions, there are regulations, and you have to follow them as an athlete that is under the umbrella of the NCAA. Before I answer that question, side note very, very quickly, this is something that I put on Twitter, and it kind of annoys me. It's not in regards to this, kind of, but it's more the totality of college football at the FBS level. Somebody, and many of you are a lot smarter than I am. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, in many rooms that I am in. But I got a brain up here, and the brain kind of, it works every now and then. Can somebody help me understand how the NCAA, who does not govern the FBS level of college football, how they can take things away when they're not the governing body? Help me. Help somebody help me out. Help me make this make sense. Because I like to make things make sense. If rules don't make sense to me, I try to talk to the person. I'm like, okay, I'll push you a little bit. Kind of poke and prod. Help me make sure that I can properly understand it so that this makes sense to me. The NCAA does not govern college football at the FBS level, the old school D1 single A. But they still have the ability to take away wins, take away records, take away trophies. When they're not the governing and they don't rule over the sport. Make that make sense to me. Many of you cannot because it don't make no sense at all. And that's why I think right now with exactly this whole thing that Terrell Pryor, Posey, Heron, and the other individuals, Adams, Thomas, what they're trying to do, I think if they go at it in a great way of saying, look, y'all don't govern this sport. You have nothing to do with this sport. If you say you have rules over the sport, but you aren't the governing body over the sport, how do your rules that are governing the sport not really apply when you're not the person or the group of people that govern what goes on the college football field, the rule book, the conferences, anything? If they went that route, they might have a way to get things changed by the NCAA. But there's an interesting thing about this here. If I'm the NCAA, I'm going to give my opinion here in a second. But if I'm the NCAA, I'm going to read this statement. And I'm going to go back. I think it was paragraph 2 or 3. I took the graphic off my computer. I forget if it's paragraph 2 or 3. It starts with, although you cannot take away what our family endured, family and friends endured during this process. We broke rules, even though the rules don't make sense, or something along those lines. You acknowledging that you broke rules during the 2010 football season. It was smart, very, very smart. But at the same time, I think the NCAA might use that statement to say, y'all broke rules back then. Those aren't rules now. Because you did what you did in the past when those rules were actually in place, you and your teammates will not be receiving the things you're requesting simply because those are the rules back then. And there comes in my opinion, when it comes to Reggie Bush, when it comes to Terrell Pryor, Solomon Thomas, Mike Adams, Devere Posey, Daniel Boone Heron, when it comes to these guys trying to get things given back to them, even the whole Jim Tressel thing, I really, really like Jim Tressel as a coach. I hated that he went out the way that he did. I like all five of those players. I really enjoyed Terrell Pryor as a quarterback. It really showed the transition and the progression of Jim Tressel as a coach. If you look and see the offense and the quarterback when Jim Tressel became a head coach at Ohio State, things looked a little bit different. Later on in his tenure, 2,700 yards by a quarterback, over 700 rushing yards by a quarterback into a prior in the 2010 season. I was not expecting that when Jim Tressel first took over, but you saw the progression. You saw the adjustments that Jim Tressel made. And on the field, Ohio State was very successful all throughout Jim Tressel's tenure. Think about it. Tressel went to three national championship games. Three. You could say, Jay, well, he was 1-2. How many guys in a 10-year span can you think about in college football that have gone to three, yes, three national championship games? Think about it. If you think about top coaches in college football, has Dabo Swinney done it? I only went back-to-back. I forget if he's gone to three in a row or three. I think he did go to three in a 10-year span. Okay, so Dabo Swinney has Lincoln Riley, has Brian Kelly, has Kirby Smart, has Jimbo Fisher, has Coach O, Nick Saban, yes. But I'm naming all the guys that are at the top of the food chain that you're saying, oh, people are saying these are the best coaches in college football. Jim Tressel going to '02 season? And I think 06 season, 07 season, I want to say it was those two seasons there. I know 06 for sure. I forget if it was 07 because I know 04 and 05 were not Ohio State years as far as being in the national championship. But in a short amount of time, 10 years, I went long, not the exact length of time. What Jim Tressel did, we talked about Urban Meyer earlier going undefeated during a probationary season. But Tressel going to that many national championships in that short amount of time, that's something I think that Buckeye fans should not take for granted. Jay, does Jay think, I don't think the NCAA will give those things back, and I don't think they should give those things back because there were rules back at that time. And when there are rules in place, you have to follow the rules. If you don't follow said rules, there will be consequences. There will be things that will be handed down as punishment because you and anybody else involved with you that's a member of the team, that's all your teammates, if they don't follow the rules, they're going to get punished just like you. No matter if you like the rules, no matter if you like them or if you don't like them, you got to follow these rules. And if you don't, you might not like the punishment that is handed down. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. But as people that lived, many of us have lived and watched that season, we will remember, no matter what the record book says, we ourselves will remember what happened and how special that season was. It just sucks that the record book will not remember and say the same thing that's in our minds. Guys, fun show. We got one more time not to take. When we come back, we'll answer a listener question and also discuss how you can have your questions submitted here to the podcast to be used as topics during future episodes. But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is literally something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you are definitely missing out. A little coconut, a little cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange. Everyone loves cookies and cream, even German chocolate as well. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. The macros go a little bit something like this: 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and it's all one word, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC / MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for the runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device to sign up today. And when you do, make sure you use that friendly promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And as we roll on to continue and wrap up today's episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Jay has hinted for quite a while. There are ways for you to have your questions answered here on the podcast. Send a question out on Twitter. Individual sent a few questions, and we're going to, the first question was a two-parter. We'll answer the first part next week as we go week-long preparation for the quarterback competition that Ohio State is in right now. But if you want to submit a question here for the podcast, there are a few ways to do that. You can email me, if you're not on Twitter, email me, jstevens317@gmail.com. If you want to tweet at me, you could do that as well, @jstevens07. If you're an individual that wants to send it via the DM, my DMs are open on Twitter. If you're on Instagram, @jstevens07, same handle for Instagram as well. If you want to text a question in, 850-462-5442. Once again, 850-462-5442. You can text a question that way. If you want to just leave a voicemail, you can do that as well. Call that number, 850-462-5442. So many ways for you can send questions in, just like one individual did on Twitter. Like I mentioned, he sent a few questions in. The first one was a two-parter. We'll answer that next week, at the end of next week. Got to push that one off because that was already in my head for next week. But the question is, how short will – let me get it correctly before I do anything, say anything crazy I shouldn't say. How short is the leash? Exactly. How short is the leash for the starting quarterback during this season? This is something that I think a lot of people have thought about. I have thought about because I have seen what Georgia did last year when they have used almost every quarterback on their roster and still didn't realize who the best guy was to the end of the season. By their estimation, even though myself and other people thought that JT Daniels was always the best option. Of course, when you lose Jake Fromm at the end of the 2019 season, you have the potential starting quarterback out of the season due to COVID, Jamie Newman. All of a sudden, JT Daniels transfers after Jamie Newman transfers. You got JT Daniels, DeJuan Mathis, Stetson Bennett, and a guy named Carson Beck. You got first guy that started, DeJuan Mathis started, only played six series in game number one. Then you put in the mailman and Stetson Bennett. He lasted a few games. And then JT Daniels, the guy who I thought should have been the starter at the beginning of the season. Not sure if he was healthy. He was the last guy. So you have Newman, who was a potential starter, out. That's one. DeJuan Mathis, two. Stetson Bennett, three. JT Daniels, four. So ultimately, you have three guys start, and you have one guy who you thought would have been your starter. That's four. That's not what I think Ohio State's option will be. Whoever starts week number one, even if they play bad, I don't think they will play as bad or as atrociously as DeJuan Mathis did during that start of the season last year. Also, at the same time, if you are trying to go to the Georgia model and say, well, we don't want to be that, Stetson Bennett as well. Not the best option at quarterback. But I don't think that Ohio State will have a string of games like Stetson Bennett had in the middle of last season, which ultimately was what propelled JT Daniels to be QB1. Ohio State's schedule, it does lend for a couple tougher games at the beginning of the season at Minnesota, Thursday, September 2nd, and then 9-11, Oregon is coming to Columbus. Then you have Tulsa, then you have Akron, then you have Rutgers. I think Rutgers' defense will be okay. I mean, just okay. I think Maryland's defense will not be as hot, but I do think that their offense will be pretty decent this year. I think their offense will turn some heads during the season. I'm not expecting there to be a really, 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 really short leash. Yes, I do expect some type of struggle during the Oregon game, an occasional struggle during the Minnesota game. Get the kinks ironed out during Tulsa and Akron. Then when you start Big Ten play consistently through the rest of the season, the second Big Ten game of the year at Rutgers on the road, you're really going to see exactly more of what the quarterback is when you have a road test to begin your Big Ten season, open the season. Then you have another road test, your second Big Ten game. After playing four games, I think that we're going to find the leash will not be short. It goes one because I think Ryan Day trusts whoever is QB1. And then number two, Ohio State is very talented at quarterback. Jack Miller, CJ Stroud, the other gentleman, Kyle McCord, not sure why it escaped my memory. They're all very, very talented. They're all very, very talented. And when you have the offseason, when you have a lot of time to learn the offense, I don't think that the leash is going to be crazy, crazy short. Now, if we see guys come out against Minnesota and it's pick six, turnover, fumble, not moving the ball, that's a different story. I am not expecting that to be the case. I am not. I do think that whoever the starter is will be able to move the ball to the receivers, will be able to read the defense properly, will be able to elude defenders. Now, Kayvon Thibodeau will provide some type of opposition, some type of struggle in week number two, potential number one overall draft pick in the upcoming draft. Kayvon Thibodeau, defensive end, edge rusher, edge defender at Oregon. We'll talk more about him once we get into August to kind of prepare for that matchup and what he brings to the table. But as far as how short the leash will be for the Ohio State quarterback, I do believe it'll be a leash that won't have an end when you're going to keep pulling in and pulling in and pulling in and say, no, you can't do that. But with the talent that Ohio State has, with Ryan Day's mindset, he's going to have 100% trust in the quarterback that Ohio State has. And if there are struggles, I do not believe Ryan Day is going to automatically pull him out and take him away and say, yeah, no, you ain't it. We're going to sit you down and put one of the other guys there. I don't think so. The trust that Ohio State has in Ryan Day, the trust that Ryan Day has in those quarterbacks, a couple struggles along the way aren't the end of the road. Now, if there are two losses in a row, that's a different story. And I think that is when you will see a possible, not saying definite, but a possible quarterback change. But even two losses, not the end of the world, but it kind of is if you're trying to win a national championship during the four-team playoff format. Ohio State will still get to a bowl game and will still be a team that's very, very tough. But two losses for a quarterback, you might see that leash get pulled and you might see a change at quarterback. But very, very dicey, very, very interesting situation because I don't like leashes, but I do know there needs to be a leash and there needs to be some expectations, some fierce expectations. But I don't think whoever the starter is, there will be somebody that ultimately it gets has two losses. They're very, very talented. Two losses, three losses. Then you're going to start seeing more hesitancy, more reluctancy to put that person back on the field because of how talented this team is and what Ryan Day does with its quarterbacks as well as Corey Dennis in the offseason. Guys, this has been fun, very, very enjoyable. We'll be back on Friday to end the week and then also kind of prepare to talk about what's coming up next week on the show. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Remember, guys, feel free. Twitter DMs are open. Instagram DMs are open. If you want to tweet at me to send questions in, those are open. I'm actually going to be answering a question next week that someone answered, that someone asked prior to me putting something out on Twitter, and I've been reiterating things on this here podcast. And this person felt, hey, I got a question. Let me just tweet at Jay. Go right ahead. Text the number 850-462-5442 if you want to send in a voicemail, 850-462-5442 that way as well. So many ways for you to connect with the podcast. So many ways for you to enjoy Ohio State Buckeye football and basketball updates, as well as so many ways the Locked On Podcast Network add so many ways for you to stay up to date with what's going on in sports, because the Locked On Today podcast is the place to get all of the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast.